Welcome back to Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb. Since movies have such a strong impact on shaping the culture for good or bad, we'll talk right now about the upcoming Academy Awards and a recent controversy surrounding the 2015 version. A recent press release notes this: Hollywood's Oscar nominations have caused quite a stir for their notable lack of minorities. Critics everywhere are still scratching their heads, wondering why the movie Selma wasn't included. Longtime entertainment lawyer and Atlas Shrugged movie producer Harmon Kaslow knows firsthand about political correctness in Hollywood and has recently done several interviews concerning the Oscar nominations. Harmon has been in the motion picture industry for more than 20 years as a finance, corporate, and entertainment lawyer. With more than 15 executive producer motion picture credits to his name, in addition to Harmon's considerable expertise and business acumen in this area, his recent latest project, the making of Ayn Rand's classic novel Atlas Shrugged into a three-part movie, has finished its theater run and is now available on DVD and Blu-ray. Harmon, welcome to the program.
It's good to be talking with you, Jerry.
Sure, you too. All right, well, let's get right to it. The charge was made that racism was at work here in the 2015 version. Of course, wasn't there a recent year where 12 Years a Slave, that was the movie of the year, and there have been certainly a lot of movies related to black themes and past racism in America or whatever that have often won this award or that. So it's interesting. Was it racism at work in this case?
No. In fact, there's a couple of things at play. You know, nobody is claiming that Clint Eastwood, who was snubbed for an Academy Award nomination as the director of American Sniper, who everyone knows is really, very vocal, Republican, and nobody is crying, hey, how come Clint Eastwood was shut out? And I think that what people are confusing is that there really should not be any affirmative action when it comes to the recognition of talent. We should be colorblind. We should recognize those who deserve it and keep the awards as kind of a meritorious recognition as opposed to something where we're seeking diversity. Diversity, the issue of diversity, and this is something within the control of the people that run the studio that clearly have a very far left progressive agenda, and that's with employment. That's how you take care of diversity. You don't take care of diversity by discriminating against anybody when it comes time to recognize the most talented and deserving in a particular year.
Can you break down for us how the Academy Award process works? How many people are voting on it? How are they chosen, etc.?
Sure. You know, there's 7,000 members of the Academy, but for the entire body,
and those are usually just producers, actors, writers, directors.
They're 90% white.
Yeah,
and about 75% male.
Okay, who determines who joins the Academy or who's a member?
Well, you have to get in through one of your branches. There's an executive committee that does it. And then you're nominated. They look at your credits. And they make a determination of whether or not your experience warrants membership. Now, it's important to note, by the way, that the president of the Academy is actually an African-American woman. So the Academy itself
– what's that? I said that's a twofer.
Right, exactly.
To use that old phrase, yeah.
And so what ends up happening is each branch – like the actors will vote for the actors, the cinematographers will vote for the cinematographers, the writers vote for the writers, in connection with the nomination in each of the categories. Once the peers have made their nominations, then it goes to the entire body. And what ends up happening is in all the categories, except for Best Picture, the top five vote-getters are the ones that are nominated. So for all we know, the deserving actors or writers or directors in Selma may have come in sixth place. In the Best Picture category, up to 10 pictures can be nominated. This year, I believe the number is 8. And so Selma makes itself into that group. Now, there's a lot of campaigning that goes on to the various branches, and Paramount Studios, the studio that released the film, elected not to send out DVDs. And that may have actually had an impact on the number of nominations they received, because not every member of the Academy goes to the theater to see the movies. So there's a lot of factors, you know, in play here. It's not a bunch of white racist men sitting around trying to decide how they're going to discriminate against a particular minority group. You know, for example, Asians. There's tons of Asians in films. Almost never does an Asian receive an Academy Award nomination. And so, you know, this whole idea that the industry lacks diversity is really ludicrous. You know, in America, the black households make up a substantial amount of the income, and they're a huge group that goes and supports movies. And if there was racism in the industry, they certainly wouldn't go and do that.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting, too, because just think about recent years, and I can think of movies that did well from the Academy Award. I'm not necessarily sure that they did well in the box office, per se. And that does happen, by the way, sometimes, that you might have a winner of an award which is not necessarily popular with the people, or maybe it's just not well-known as a movie.
Well, you know, what's interesting there is this year, all but two of the pictures that were nominated for Best Pictures were produced by the studios. Okay, so the studios, and I think you're well aware of this, is that the studios have a certain fear of message movies. For example, the studios have attempted to put out movies based on biblical themes that don't even compare to the same types of movies with biblical themes that are made outside of the studio system by people who genuinely understand the Bible and the message that the audience that supports those type of movies wants to see.
Yeah.
And so, you know, here you have in the Academy Awards where six out of the eight pictures are not ones that came from the studios, but have very powerful and compelling messages to them, messages that Americans want to see when they go to the theaters.
Yeah, that example with the Bible is so true. For example, I made a conscious decision not to go see Noah. I did consider the possibility of seeing Exodus, but the nays outweighed it, and by the time I knew it, it was gone.
The movie was awful, you know, and was offensive, really, to anybody who has read the Bible and understands exactly what was being played out there. And to think, wow, who came up with this? I mean, the idea that they would spend $60, $70, $80 million to make that story, that's a huge pat on the back. But to go make a story that has nothing to do with what's in the Bible, or to make it with people who don't understand the message, is completely ludicrous.
Now, that's very interesting. Now, you took on the film or the book Atlas Shrugged and turned it into a three-part movie. Would you say that overall you were very faithful to the message of Ayn Rand in that movie? And part of the reason I ask is because there is a theme within Ayn Rand's books, although I have to confess I've never read that book. It's huge. It's very thick.
Right.
There is a theme, though, of almost an anti-Christian or anti-theist type of an atheist, a promotional of atheism, and yet I did not see that in the movie, which I'm glad, by the way. I saw number one and number two. I have yet to see number three. I will, I'm sure.
Yeah,
one day.
I don't agree with that
assessment.
Okay. Especially of Atlas Shrugged. It's well known that Ayn Rand was an atheist, but there's many instances throughout Atlas Shrugged where the characters are embracing some spiritual element, recognition that there is some sort of greater power, and there are references that the characters actually say that would indicate that. What the message of these books and the reason why they resonate with, you know, the I would say the Christian crowd is that she really advocates for
freedom.
Free markets.
Yeah.
She really advocates, you know, for the rights of the individual. And that, I think those sorts of themes, you know, resonate with those audience. Now there are, you know, the characters in Atlas all have certain virtues, but they also show the kind of real vulnerability, the real temptation
mm-hmm.
that, you know, we experience in our daily lives. And they're not perfect characters, and some of them stray towards these temptations, but there is a realization and understanding about what goes wrong and to reconcile the issues associated with that. So I think there is a virtuous message that Ayn Rand has put through Atlas Shrugged, and that's why it really does resonate with that audience. The irony is that much of what's in that book should also resonate with the other side of the spectrum, because it is all about respecting the rights of the individual, the freedom of expression. And that freedom of expression is so broad, whether it includes your religious belief or it includes some artistic endeavor. And yet people on the far left, the progressive, just attack Ayn Rand because of her belief in capitalism and the constitutional republic that this country was founded upon.
Hmm. Well, I remember in movie 2, there were some very powerful things where you would see people protesting. It was very similar to the Wall Street protests that happened, Occupy Wall Street, from a couple years ago. And you see that on the one side. On the other hand, you see, because of government regulations, you see somebody filling up a tank on an SUV. There's just a regular gas, and it was costing $400. And I mean, it just, life was so difficult that the vast majority of people were becoming poor and reliant on handouts because of this nightmare scheme where just a few within the government had it really good, but the rest of the people were suffering. And that's so different than what we've experienced in America, thanks, I think, ultimately, to the Judeo-Christian heritage we have.
Yeah, and I think one of the themes that you see in Atlas Shrugged is that it's about being benevolent. And the characters in Atlas Shrugged get enormous personal pleasure out of being benevolent. And they believe that benevolence should start with them, not the role that the government should play in our lives, where they would take from the most productive, the most prosperous, and then try to determine what to do to benefit communities. What Ayn Rand is really advocating is, if people act in their own self-interest, if they have a benevolent heart, they will do those charitable things. They will reach out and they will improve their communities, because a better community inures to their benefit too.
All right, now going back to this point you were making earlier, how some of the studios have made biblical type movies, but they've so strayed from the message of the Bible, and generally Americans have avoided those movies. Noah and Exodus are two very good examples. Are you familiar with some independent productions, such as there was one called God's Not Dead that came out about a year ago and did really well per capita as far as its screens and so forth?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, Hollywood has seen very, you know, people who are very faithful and understanding of their Christian beliefs, believing that Hollywood is not serving that need, and taking it upon themselves to tell stories of virtue, basically,
mm-hmm.
or have these strong biblical messages.
Right.
And they've seen an enormous response at the box office for these types of movies, even though they may not have the same production quality, may not have the same marquee talent, certainly do not have the same
money.
Financial support for marketing and advertising, yet they brought in literally millions of people who have responded to these. And so Hollywood thinks that it's just very easy to go slap some biblical reference on a picture.
And that'll make it successful. And they don't realize, you know, hey, if it's pro-Bible, that's one thing, but when it's not, that's a different thing.
It's just not authentic or genuine.
Right.
And, you know, people of faith can see through that very quickly.
All right, we're out of
reject it.
We're out of time. If you have a website you wanted to just mention, less
it's
than 10 seconds.
AtlasShrugged.com, the DVD, it's available on at stores
and
as
Shrugged,
well as online.
Shrugged is G-E-D, so it's Shrugged. Yeah. Okay, thank you, sir. All the best.